From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Estevan Sandoval. Welcome, Estevan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Estevan is part of a program called EHS True.
I think it stands for Environmental Health Sciences Transformative Undergraduate Experience, EHS True. We focus on environmental health research. Yeah, it's like a subgroup of UBURP that focuses on environmental health sciences specifically.
So what have you been working on at the University of Arizona?
Well, I work in a respiratory cell physiology lab. So we focus on the airways. And my specific projects is looking at the effects of arsenic, which is a naturally occurring toxic metal that is naturally occurring in the earth, and its effects on the airway, specifically the effect it can have on the immune functions of the airway, layer of cells called epithelial cells. And epithelial cells are sort of the first line of defense in the airway. They form a sort of a barrier that can prevent inhaled toxins and pathogens from infecting the rest of your body. My project is investigating what happens in an inhalation model when there's chronic exposure of arsenic to these cells.
What exactly is an inhalation model?
Well, there's different exposures that one can have to arsenic. For example, one of the most prevalent environmental exposures is through drinking water. An inhalation model is sort of modeling what it would be like if someone were to inhale high concentration of arsenic through dust or in the air as well. So the way we do that is we grow these epithelial cells on filters that allow us to manipulate both sides of the cell. In the inhalation model, we're focusing on manipulating the apical side to mimic that inhalation of arsenic. We're analyzing these proteins in the cells called tight junction proteins. The tight junctions form a barrier that are only permeable to certain molecules that the cells need. And when these tight junctions are weakened, the cells are more vulnerable to toxins or pathogens. And that's part of your innate immune system, is the tight junction barrier. Say you inhale a pathogen, the tight junctions are what's going to prevent that from infecting your underlying tissues. I like to think about it as like a brick wall. Like, the bricks are the cells, and the cement that holds them together is the tight junction.
I like that visual.
Yeah.
What have you been observing when it comes to the tight junction becoming stronger or looser?
There's been evidence that arsenic does weaken these tight junctions, and that's what we're seeing in the inhalation model as well. Arsenic is very prevalent in groundwater, and that has a lot of research to it. The EPA has a set standard for how much groundwater or how much arsenic can be in water distributed by the United States. There isn't really a set standard for how much arsenic should be inhaled. My project is sort of trying to contribute to determining what exactly should be considered a safe amount of arsenic that should be allowed in the air, what is considered damaging, and at what concentrations could possibly be considered safe to be inhaled if you are in one of those vulnerable areas that's near an old copper smelter or an old mine where there's higher concentrations of arsenic in the air than others.
What do you think you'll be doing after you graduate?
I plan to pursue medical school, so I'll probably end up taking a gap year and still looking into options for that. Hopefully either continue research or get a job doing something like maybe an EMT or something.
So Estevan, you're looking to pursue a future in medical school. And so as a physician, this background of environmental studies will help to inform how the environment affects the health of people.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, all the time. Hip hop, rap, and electronic EDM music. Grew up listening to oldies, so I'll throw that in the mix every now and then. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Those are my go-tos. Shout out to Future. I'll give a shout out to Medicine. He might be a little more low-key. I'm not really sure. He's actually an artist I recently discovered. I've sort of been vibing to that recently. So shout out to him as well.
You have a bright future in the world of medicine.
Thank you.
And I'm really grateful that you came on the air with us today. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.